USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after the supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand after we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans. I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated, but beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Federal agents on the southern border have abandoned several checkpoints to help deal with a migrant surge. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley accused the Biden administration on Tuesday of ignoring a crisis at the southern border, following reports that Customs and Border Protection officers had to abandon highway checkpoints so that personnel could be reassigned to the migrant crisis at the southwest border. The three closed checkpoints are in Wilcox, Arizona, just east of Tucson. The number of child migrants in custody at federal border facilities has tripled over the last 2 weeks, with many of the children being held longer than the 3 days allowed under the law. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed three more members of President Biden's cabinet. Merrick Garland was confirmed to be the next attorney general by a 70-30 vote. Earlier in the day, Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fudge was confirmed as the next Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and Michael Regan was confirmed to serve as EPA Administrator. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tiger Woods could soon return home after suffering serious injuries in a car accident last month. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
PGA star Rory McIlroy says he's been in touch with Tiger Woods and suggested the 15-time major champion might be able to return to his South Florida home in the near future. Woods, recovering after suffering serious leg injuries in a single car crash outside of Los Angeles in late February. He tells NBC's Today Show his first reaction to the accident and also what Woods told him.
Yeah, my first reaction was, you know, I mean, he's already been through so much with different injuries and surgeries and come back from so much to be at the pinnacle of our sport time after time. You know, my heart sunk just like every other player. We owe so much thanks to him for taking our sport to the next level and providing the opportunities that we have today. So I think first and foremost, it's, you know, can we recover as well as possible, get back home and out of the hospital and out of surgery. But I mean, it's not golf related. It's the human side of it. It's, you know, can he, you know, get recovered and back to his family and back to normal life.
And Jeff Long is out as the athletic director at the University of Kansas just days after the school parted ways with head football coach Les Miles over allegations of inappropriate conduct with female students during his time at LSU. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.